a three-episode TV documentary featuring stories behind a campaign against corruption has become a hot topic among university students. Covering over 10 real cases, the series offers a comprehensive look inside the anti-graft stories by involving interviews with informants, guilty officials, and discipline inspectors. Jing Zhisheng, a postgraduate student from Beijing Language and Culture University, says after watching the documentary, he keenly felt the country's determination in combating corruption.
It's very impressive. Through the TV series, I saw some party members and leaders, even some high officials, were stepping down overnight and ended up in jail as they violated the law and discipline. This documentary is very authentic. Its scenes, depiction of the cases, and officials' tearful expressions of regret all look very real.
By exposing the luxurious lives of some former officials and the costs at the public's expense, the series also offers analysis of the illegal behaviors and ideological transformations. This is the second time China's top anti-graft watchdog has filmed a TV series focusing on corruption, following the 8-part Always on the Road, which debuted in October as a warning to discipline officers. Jing says that this is an innovative way to publicize the anti-corruption efforts. He notes that a documentary can better reach audiences as it's broadcast on multimedia platforms, including TV, internet, and apps.
I think most university students, including me, are very supportive of the anti-graft campaign. I believe the good conduct of the party and the government is vital to facilitate the shaping of a good social atmosphere and a harmonious society. The documentary is a creative and fairly acceptable way to educate the public and inform young people with positive values.
Kong Xinfeng, political researcher with China National School of Administration, says anti-graft documentaries can exert a positive influence on the young generation's outlook on life.
The TV series has responded to many young people's top concerns in China. It has enhanced the social recognition of the anti-graft efforts. The Chinese Academy of Social Sciences did some research in 2012, finding how the young generation feels more survival pressure and has a lower sense of identification with Chinese political system compared to the older generation. So we should pay high attention to young people's understanding of the campaign.
According to a survey done by China Youth Daily in November, among the interviewees between 18 and 35 years old, nearly 60% of them agree that TV productions with anti-corruption themes have profound significance to current ideological and political education. Last year, the Chinese authorities tried over 40 former officials at the provincial level or above, handing out sentences to 35 of them. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.